we've laid out all the fundamentals to understand handshakes. Okay, so let's because I wasn't totally fair because I was doing the sugya and I wasn't focusing just on handshakes. Okay, Rav Henkin, right, again represents an entire school of thought that handshakes are permitted because the Rambam, the Shach, think that the only thing that's usher is Derech Taiva, and the way the Shach seems to understand it himself is Derech Taiva's Bia, right, which seems to be a very high madriga of sexuality, right? Meaning it's not just affectionate, right? It's not just romantic, it's, right, it's sexualized, right? Like, pshuto kemashmao, okay? And again, at that level, and even if you think the Derech Taiva's Bia is romantic, right? A handshake is ostensibly not that. Okay, now Mati is correct. Mati said to me, right, well, Rav Moshe doesn't permit handshakes. Isn't Rav Moshe the source for this type of argument? Right, now, there were people who believed this. And do you know what those people did? They asked Rav Moshe, right, because Rav Moshe has three tshuvot about handshakes. Okay, I will read them to you because they're not long. Right, I put them on a sheet so I can read them quickly. Here's one. Ulahosh, this is Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Yud Gim, Kuf Yud Gim, Orachayim. Ulahoshit Yad Leisha Kederach Hanosim Shalom Bihipag Sham, right, to give a handshake. Pashut Shasur, Afla Pnuya Shehare, He Nidas Vakal Shekin Leishas Ish. It's obviously Asur. Definitely for Anida and for Anishas Ish. End of Tshuva. That's the entire Tshuva. Tshuva 2. Uvidavar, okay, second Tshuva. Uvidavar Sharisa Yesh Makilin Afmi Yir Hashem Litin Yad Leisha, Shi Moshita, that which you've seen people who are Yerushamayim, who are shaking hands, Ulai Svurin de Ainza Derechib of a Taiva, right? Perhaps they think it's not Derech Taiva. Avalamaita Kasha Lismo Chalzeh. But you can't rely on it. So the second Tshuva. The third Tshuva.
Going downhill.
He says, "V'davar lahoshit yad leisha k'derech shanosin shalom b'hipak sham v'adayhu pashur she'asur." It's definitely asur k'dechachzavti b'arachayim kofi gimel. There is a lachos gam l'derechib of hana because you have to be worried about derechib of hana. Aval kasafti, etc. Le'echot sherosh yesh gam yir Hashem shemekilin sheyesh l'adam kav schus deshom k'nelitim shimoshita lem shol yasal derechib of etayva. However, those people who think it's mutter, I can explain it. Right, I can explain why it's mutter. V'gam sham kasavti l'maisa kasha l'smoch al zeh, but I think it's kasha l'smoch. And then, but the last line is what I think is the funniest. Right, right. And any roeshum stira mamash sheitarti leich ba'otobus t'sham leka kimat kula kulu inyan chiba. And I see no contradiction. Now, again, I can't tell you what Rav Moshe is thinking, but clearly he needed to say that. Why did he need to say that? Because right, people were asking, what do you mean? You're okay. Right now, I will be honest. I don't understand Rav Moshe. I understand that Rav Moshe thinks what Mati says Rav Moshe means, right? Which is going on the bus, big deal. It's not intentional, right? It's not derechiba, it's accidental. The problem is at the end of remember, at the end of that tshuva, Rav Moshe says that even if you're squeezed up against somebody and it is causing your hurei avera, it's still mutter. You should just try to distract yourself. How you can actually hold that position and say that a handshake isn't less bad? I understand the beginning of the tshuva. You want to say accidental touch is not as bad as a handshake. That's fine. But to say that somebody who tells you he's aroused, right, it's still mutter.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a question either way. I don't understand that tshuva either way.
Again, I'm just saying. Look, that tshuva is difficult. That line in the tshuva is difficult. To juxtapose that with a firm conviction that that is not as bad as a handshake, I find very difficult. And apparently I wasn't the only one. Because other people asked Rav Moshe. Now, there are oral reports, apparently, that Rav Moshe said, despite this, right, Rav Moshe didn't mean it ad hasof. And he thought that it was at least, enough of a sniff lahakel that if someone extended a hand, there are oral reports, both from Rav Moshe and Ryakov Ganetsky, that they said to accept the handshake. Right? Okay? I cannot guarantee these, but I found online that there are such oral reports from them, which again, if you listen to his Lashon, right, I see it. Right? I mean, he says, Yesh lachu shehu derechiba. Right? Meaning, he's concerned, that's why he would usher it. Right? But he's not convinced it's usher. Right? And therefore, he'll say, don't do it, but if someone extends...
A defensive handshake is more similar to the autobus.
Right, and that's I think, the argument. Now, there are other poskim who said, no, it's handshakes are Yarg Val Yavor. Bear Moshe goes in this direction. That doesn't totally surprise me. Bear Moshe is the Debreziner. He's known for his chumras. And he but his argument is not Rav Moshe. It's not that it's Derech Hiba. He gives the Rabbeinu Yonah-esque argument that he quotes to Stei Chemed, right? And this is the other way you could argue that it's Aser, which is... Yeah, the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted from the Beis Yosef that Stam Negiah is actually Aser Midoraisa, not Derech Hiba.
Right.
Meaning he doesn't quote it. He quotes the Stei Chemed, who says that Negiah called it was Aser Nisha. Now, obviously, if you pass on Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's not about Derech Hiba. That's what I said. Obviously, if you think that Stam touch is Aser... Then obviously a handshake is Aser. Well, that's
but an autobus wouldn't, like a, sorry, a bus wouldn't necessarily be, or a subway.
My guess is that Bertiner would go in that direction. I can't promise you. But that's his direction.
Right.
Okay?
I mean, that's like willing touch, not accidental.
Fine. There's no Aser. Now, I found this quote online, right? I mean, this is what I've heard from my Rebbein, but apparently this was a PDF that they used to give out to graduates from YU.
Hello.
What? Hello. Yeah. Right. I mean, this is. The Masorah that I said, that I think it's Mutter, right? Apparently they at some point wrote up and gave out to Wayu Musmachem, right? Which was, or graduates, which was, shaking hands is a customary part of the interview process. Halacha permits non-affectionate contact between men and women when necessary. A quick handshake can be assumed to be business protocol. Since failure to shake hands will most likely have a strong negative effect on the outcome, it is necessary non-affectionate contact which is permissible, right? Which is... about all the hedging that I said for my willing, right? Which is that Mikra Din, it really is Mutter. Obviously, the norm in the Orthodox community is we don't, like, extend handshakes to women, or at least men don't, right, in shul for on Shabbos. Now, the interesting thing here, right, and this is, the interesting thing is that when you're not talking about handshakes, a lot of the same poskim who offer handshakes will matir a lot more because they claim that any non-sexual touch is mutter.
But they still ask for handshakes, you said?
Yes. Why, it's not totally clear. It's just not clear. I mean, a lot of these poskim, you just see, like in other contexts, right, when it comes to like doctors and things like that, right, suddenly they're willing to be makil. I don't know if it's because, again, I don't know if it's because they really thought that handshakes were derech hiba, and they understood derech hiba the way I think is not the simple pshat against the shach, right, that it's not derech hibas bia, but just as affectionate. I don't know if it's that, and they thought doctors were bechal not. I don't know. Or they just thought that you should avoid touch whenever there's no reason to touch, and therefore they didn't think handshake was enough of a reason, and therefore they were note to the chumra because of some sort of policy concern, right? But in a medical context, they didn't see that, right, as a slippery slope. I can't promise you. Right, I can't promise you.
Even this one, I don't see as much of a slippery slope as a hi, how are you doing handshake. This is like a business deal handshake.
Yeah, but I told you that even though I think it's mutter, that doesn't mean I tell you to do it. Right, right. That's what Rabbi Willick says. I think meikra din is mutter, but again, we all understand that arayos are a slippery slope, and therefore, right? Again, that's the point. Now, this article I found online. Who is it? It's Ari Enkin. Yeah, quoting Rav Moshe Leibowitz. Right, he notes that based on Rav Moshe's tshuva, presumably if someone actually got aroused by a handshake, obviously we already said this, then it should be also, right? I mean, even if you think it's mutter, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone really isn't. Some poskim have this interesting raya from a Gemara in Sota, which talks about a Kohen putting his hand under the Sota's hand and waving it. I don't think it's much of a raya, meaning in that case, right, it's clearly an exceptional case, right? We do all types of things in that case that are exceptional. Now, they have a quote here, which I do find interesting. I had not seen this one, but it's apparently the Od Yosef Chai, which is the Ben Ish Chai, where apparently, right, so he claims that this quote is, but I can't find it at the moment, though I can try to find it. He claims that according to the Ben Ish Chai, it's mutter to kiss the hand, but not mutter to shake the hand, because apparently kissing of the hand was what was normal in the Sephardi community, and handshakes weren't, and therefore handshakes were more. Now I don't know if this is true. I don't know. It's not clear to me. I have to try to find this exact quote. It's not clear to me whether he says, meaning, yes, I know that Ben Ish Chai permitted the hand kissing. It's unclear to me whether he was aware of whether handshaking was a thing, and this is actually a quote from the Ben Ish Chai, or this is his application, that maybe the Ben Ish Chai would allow hand kissing in Sephardi cultures, but not, which, I don't know if that is true. So I will apologize to Mati, because, I mean, you are correct, right? You are correct that Ramosha himself, despite the fact that his arguments seem to lead you to the conclusion that a handshake should be mutter, he himself did not accept his argument and thought it was obvious that this was the case, even though apparently other people asking the questions were as confused as I am as to why one doesn't follow from the other. But to be fair, that is what Ramosha's claim is. I can't deny, right? Ramosha l'shitaso. This is one of those things that's important to understand that in Psak, is that sometimes, right, you can develop an argument that should emerge from a posek, but I can't put Ramosha's authority behind me unless he actually says it. Or that's not fair. Right? That doesn't mean I don't think his argument should lead that way. Right? I think it should. I think his analysis should lead that way. He apparently just didn't think that. Oh, I found it. Okay, I found this. Odosim Chai, so let me quickly look at it. Let's see if I can find it. I found the right page. Okay, let's see. Odosim Chai. Yichud. Call the stock of the Adam the Habib. Let's see what he says. Okay, here it is. Okay, I found it, and then we'll finish with this. Chacham v'zaken shanashim noshken yadav ein sarach l'sarev l'tchosam lashav neim reikam chad akizu anishika shil gabe yad ein zuderachiba. Right, these scholars have women kissing their hands. They don't have to, right? They don't have to push them away empty. Right, I mean, this is what they want to do. They don't have to push them away. First of all, because the kiss on the hand is not derachiba. D'lo avichiba ela b'nishika ala panim ol hametzach. All al hadadim, because a kiss is only if it's on the face. I don't know if he means the lips. I'm not really sure what he means. Or the forehead, or on the breasts. V'chayotze hamechusim, should we go for any other covered part of the body. And everyone understands that if they're kissing the sage's hand, it's for the Kavod HaTorah. It's like kissing a Sefer Torah. So there's no problem for the woman and no problem for the chacham. And then he quotes the l'shem shamayim argument, right? Right, and since the Gemara goes out of the way to say this is mutter because of the kavana, so it is mutter. Okay. Then he goes and goes gava, and then he proves that it's fine. Right. Okay. Then he says, however. Okay, he says, however, I wrote that minhage anshe Europa kshego oreach labayit chaver v'ahuvo yechaz arez bekaf balabayit o aisha balabayit. But I heard the minhag is in Europe to shake hands. V'chein lehefek. Shchol v'kam zebezeh achiza chazaka. V'zeu os chibas hashalom. Devada yerushamayim tzarech lezar levilti yasezos. Oh, okay, look, he actually says it. Right, he says, however, handshaking, I don't accept. Because apparently that is affectionate. Kevin du achiza unagia yad biyad kederachiba. Because you're holding their hand. V'lakach ti achizasam bekabam bechozek. Lord v'chibi say, you hold their hands firmly to show love. And then he quotes the Sefer Chasidim, says Lo Yitka Yehudi Bekaf Anachras Lo Anachras Bekaf Ish Yehudi Alfa Bisha Yad Mutefes Beveged Siagla Gili Arayas Ad Kan Lashono. The Sefer Chasidim says you shouldn't even do it if your hands are covered. He must be talking about a new handshake. Right, and he says it's a ribusa. He said, even though the Sefer Chasidim must be saying, even though they'll make fun of you, therefore he says you shouldn't do it. Now I will note. So apparently, yes, the Ben Ish Chai actually thought that kissing on the hand was more mutter than handshakes. The only caveat I'll throw out is that that's because, well, two caveats. One is that that's because in his culture it was normal to kiss hands and not shake hands. I'm not sure he would say that when the opposite was true. The second is his point of duration, right, is what Ray Willig's tries to solve. Right? Ray Willig's advice, as I said, is when you have to handshake, he says short and firm. Right, because he says, yes, duration might indicate that a certain level of affection, right? That short, firm handshake.
Well, that's why. Well,
okay, but anyways, but that's the, right?
Yeah, just another one is one's a sign of respect. A handshake is not a sign of respect; it's a sign of.
Okay, fine. Right, that could also be it. Right, that maybe it's derechi. Right, it's affection. Again, like I said, I think bikaron. What emerges from Rav Henkin, and this, like I said, this is the Wayup psak. This is the psak of many communities. Is that handshakes, right, that really we're talking about not just, you know, affection, but we're talking about like chiba, right, like which is a little bit more than just like friendliness. Right. And therefore they, again, we don't do it lechatchila, we don't do it in our shuls, obviously, right, we don't like go out of our way to do this, but in a business context where that's the norm, it's fine and, you know, short, firm, and, you know, be done. Moshe, again, despite the fact that his argument seems to lead this way, seems to think there's a difference between intentional and non-intentional. Again, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Handshake and touching. Handshake is by definition.
No, I understand. Again, it's a bit, as Ramosha himself indicates, there were people who had a problem with it, right, because Ramosha goes as far as saying that even if you're having your, it's mutter to go on the bus or the subway, which does seem to create a bit of a problem. And then there are poskim who say it's azur for one of two reasons. Either they're convinced it's erechiba, well, one of three reasons. Either they're convinced it's erechiba, or they paskin something like Rabbeinu Yonah that's usher to touch bechlal, or some policy concern, right? Now, if it's a policy concern, that might lead you, as we said, to the middle position, which is that it's mutter to handshake if someone extends it, but you shouldn't extend it, right? Okay, fine. That's just a brief summary, but now we've fleshed it out. I've done my due diligence for Mate.